All right. So we're diving into attracting more patients to pediatric dental practices.
Sounds good.
And, you know, we've got a ton of sources here. YouTube videos from those marketing gurus, tips from articles online, and even an outline from another podcast episode,
Interesting.
all about, you know, low-cost, high-impact strategies.
Yeah.
So kind of getting the most bang for your buck.
Exactly. And you know, it's fascinating to me, even though these are in different formats,
Right.
a few themes really stand out.
Okay.
And the biggest one, local search
Oh,
dominance.
for sure. I mean,
Yeah.
one of the stats that really jumped out to me from one of the articles is that the vast majority of parents are looking for a pediatric dentist using Google and typing in pediatric dentist near me.
Yeah, it's all about local. It's all about instant need.
Right.
So if your Google My Business listing isn't claimed and optimized, you are invisible
Hey,
to these
cool.
parents who are like, oh my gosh, my child needs a dentist right now.
Right,
You know.
totally. So claiming is step one.
Yeah.
But what does optimizing actually even look like?
It's a great question because
I imagine it's more than just like name and address.
it is, and this is where those practical tips from the articles come in.
Okay.
Really handy first impressions matter. High quality photos are crucial.
Okay.
So think about like bright, welcoming images,
Okay.
your waiting area, smiling kids, maybe a cool mural or two.
I'm already sensing a theme here.
Yes.
Like, it's not just about being sterile and clinical.
Yeah.
It's really about showing that kid-friendly, approachable atmosphere visually.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no parent wants to take their kid to a place that looks scary and intimidating.
Right.
And especially, you know, a dentist's office can already be a little scary, like,
Exactly.
for kids.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
making it look as friendly and welcoming as possible is super important.
Right. And another thing that seems small, but it's super crucial.
Yeah.
Accurate hours of operation.
Oh, yeah, that's annoying.
Oh, it is so
When you're like, oh,
frustrating.
I need to go here, and you show up and they're closed.
Exactly. Especially for parents who are dealing with maybe a dental emergency.
Ugh, yeah, a kid in pain, that's the worst.
It is, you know, they need to know when you're available.
Right, so photos and hours,
Yes.
that's just kind of the surface. We
Yes.
got to tell a story, right?
Absolutely. Your Google My Business description.
Okay.
This is your chance to highlight what makes you unique.
Okay.
What are those special services you offer just for kids? You know, do you have an approach that sets you apart?
Right.
This
Wow.
is your space to shine.
Okay. But even with all of that,
Yeah.
you know, even with a great description and some great photos,
Yes.
there's still that element of trust, right?
Right.
And that's where patient reviews come in. And one of the sources mentioned that over 80% of parents rely on online reviews.
It's
That's a
huge.
huge number.
Think about it. Would you choose a restaurant with zero reviews?
No way.
Probably not. Same with healthcare.
Right, especially for kids.
Right.
You want to make sure you're making the absolute best choice for your little one.
Absolutely. Parents are looking for that reassurance and validation.
Totally. So
Yeah.
how do we encourage those glowing reviews
Yes.
without being like super awkward and pushy?
Great question.
Because I feel like that's not a good look.
Not a good look.
Like begging for reviews.
No, the articles had some really clever suggestions.
Okay.
A simple, friendly request during checkout can go a long way,
Right.
or offer a tablet with links to review platforms
Oh, I like that.
right there.
That's so easy.
So convenient.
Yeah.
Or slip those links into appointment reminders.
Oh, that's good too.
Or follow-up
So
email.
they're already getting an email.
Already getting
You're
it.
just slipping it.
Just slip it in there.
I love it.
Make it easy for happy parents to sing your praises.
Exactly. And there are some free online tools too that can automate personalized review requests.
It can be great.
Now we've got to address the elephant in the room.
Okay.
Negative reviews.
Yes, they happen.
They're inevitable.
But instead of dreading them, view them as opportunities for growth.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
Reframing it.
Reframing.
So what's the best way to handle them?
Well, the key is to respond thoughtfully and professionally. One of the YouTube videos walked through a really helpful framework.
Okay.
You start by acknowledging the feedback and thanking the reviewer.
Even if it's not good.
Even if it stings a little bit,
I gotta take it.
take it.
Okay.
Express empathy.
Okay.
They might have had a genuinely bad experience, and acknowledging that goes a long way.
Right.
And then lastly, offer a solution.
Okay.
Can you address their concerns directly? Can you invite them to contact you offline for further discussion?
I see. So it's like turning a negative into a positive by
Exactly.
showing that you really care and that
Yeah.
you're committed to patient satisfaction.
Absolutely.
And even if you can't please everybody,
Yeah.
the other people looking at the reviews will see how you handle a tough situation.
Absolutely.
And that can actually inspire trust.
It can.
I like that.
Now, shifting gears a little bit to a topic that can feel like a whole other beast, social media.
I'm done.
It's clearly important, but where do we even begin?
Right.
Facebook, Instagram.
The ever-growing TikTok.
TikTok.
So many choices.
So many options.
How do we even choose the right one for a pediatric dental practice?
Well, the sources seem to agree you've got to focus on the platforms where your target audience hangs out.
Okay.
Facebook still reigns supreme for reach and diverse content formats,
yeah.
while Instagram is all about visuals.
Right.
So perfect for showcasing that warm, welcoming environment we talked about.
I see. So it's kind of choosing the platform that best suits the content that you're trying to put out there.
Yes. And, you know, TikTok, while it seems like it's for the younger crowd, it's gaining traction with parents, too.
Okay.
So those short, engaging videos could be a fun way to reach a new segment.
Interesting.
Exactly. But regardless of platform, content is king.
Okay.
So what are parents looking for?
They want to see your expertise, your passion for children's dental health. Think before and after photos.
Ooh, yeah.
Of successful treatments.
Very visual.
Heartwarming patient testimonials. You know, those real stories that resonate.
Yeah, those are always powerful.
They are.
You know, people love to hear stories.
Absolutely.
And see themselves in other people's experiences.
Exactly. And one YouTuber really emphasized the human element.
Okay.
You know, sharing behind the scenes glimpses of your team, your office culture.
Yeah.
Showing the people behind the dental chairs. It's about building trust and connection.
It's like you're inviting them into your world.
Exactly. Yeah. Making them feel like they know you before they even step foot in the office.
And kind of breaking down those walls that people have around healthcare.
Exactly.
And dentists, you know.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people have fears.
They do.
About those things. So
absolutely.
Okay. So we've got our Google My Business Game Strong.
Yes.
We're rocking the patient reviews.
Yeah.
We're strategizing our social media presence.
Uh-huh.
But what about offline efforts?
Good question.
Are local partnerships still relevant in this digital age?
Absolutely. One source suggested thinking about businesses that also cater to families.
Okay.
So pediatricians, daycares, children's clothing stores.
Yeah.
There's so much potential for collaboration.
So you're saying like team up.
Team up.
With other businesses that target families.
Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because then it's like creating a network of trust within the community.
Yes.
Parents are more likely to trust a recommendation from a business they already love.
Absolutely.
And that's smart. Because if you think about it from the parent's perspective, when you have a young child, you're constantly on the lookout for resources and businesses that are going to make your life easier.
Totally.
And that you can trust with your kid.
For sure.
So it makes total sense to team up with those businesses that parents are already going to.
Right. And, you know, don't underestimate the power of community involvement.
Right.
Offering, you know, engaging presentations or workshops
on
children's dental health at schools or community centers.
So meeting the parents where they already are.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're positioning yourself as an expert.
Okay.
And you're building goodwill.
And it's not salesy.
Not salesy.
Right? It's like you're giving them something.
You're providing value.
Yeah.
You're providing education.
Yeah, I like that.
And then, of course, you know, good old-fashioned word-of-mouth marketing never goes out of style.
It's true. People trust people they know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Referral programs can be incredibly effective, especially when incentivized.
Mm.
Happy patients become your biggest advocates.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, there's nothing better than a genuine recommendation from somebody.
Right.
You know, and trust.
Exactly. They spread the word to their friends and family.
And in today's digital world, we can supercharge those referrals.
Yes.
Right.
By making it easy for patients to share their positive experiences online.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
So integrating social sharing buttons, creating referral links.
Yeah.
It's about harnessing that word of mouth power. And amplifying it.
I like it.
Through technology.
So speaking of technology.
Yes.
Let's move beyond the obvious online tools.
Okay.
What are some more like innovative ways that pediatric dentists are using technology to enhance patient communication and engagement?
Well, one source actually suggested exploring WhatsApp Business.
Interesting.
It's a widely used messaging platform, and many parents are already comfortable with it.
Right.
It offers a really personalized and convenient channel for communication.
Okay. So it's like a step up from just, you know, appointment reminders or something. Like you're actually having conversations.
It goes beyond that.
Okay.
You can share post-treatment instructions, answer questions in real time,
Oh, I like that.
You know, even provide support.
Yeah.
Build relationships.
So you're really building that connection with the parents.
Absolutely.
Using a platform that they're already comfortable with.
Already using.
Yeah.
Yes. Which is smart because, I mean, so many people are on WhatsApp.
They are.
You know, so it's meeting them where they are.
And then there's email marketing.
Okay.
Which often gets relegated to promotional blasts.
Right.
But the sources challenged us to reimagine its potential.
Okay. How's that?
Well, what if we used email to deliver valuable content expert tips, exclusive resources?
So instead of selling, you're nurturing.
Nurturing those relationships.
I like that.
Exactly.
So sending birthday greetings to your patients.
Yeah.
Sharing articles on oral health.
Exactly.
I like it.
It keeps your practice top of mind. And it builds trust.
And it's providing value.
It is.
Which is really what it's all about, right?
It is.
At the end of the day.
You're providing a service.
You're helping people.
And with email segmentation.
Okay.
You can tailor those messages to specific groups of parents.
So it's not just a blanket email.
Not a blanket.
Going out to everyone.
No, you can make it even more relevant.
Right. Engaging.
Because parents of a toddler are going to have different needs.
Exactly.
And questions.
Yeah.
Than parents of, say, a preteen.
Absolutely.
So that makes total sense.
But, you know, with all this emphasis on digital strategies.
Yes.
There's a crucial element we can't overlook.
I think I know what you're going to say.
Okay, what is it?
Exceptional patient care.
Yes.
It's the heart of it all.
The foundation.
Yeah.
In a world obsessed with the latest digital trends, it's easy to forget the fundamentals.
This is true.
Creating a welcoming, comfortable environment for kids, having a well-trained team that genuinely cares, that's what truly sets you apart.
I mean, that's true for any business, really.
It is.
But especially healthcare.
Yeah.
Because it can be such a vulnerable experience.
Right.
You know, to be a patient.
Absolutely.
So you want to feel seen and heard and cared for.
You want to feel safe.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's about treating each child as an individual, not just a set of teeth.
It's true. And honestly, it's the best marketing strategy out there.
It is.
Because when you exceed expectations.
Yes.
You create those passionate advocates.
Absolutely.
Who will sing your praises.
Right.
Without you even asking.
It's authentic. Mm-hmm. It's organic.
And it's free.
Free.
You can't buy that.
You can't buy that.
So for our listeners, the takeaway here is clear.
Yes.
Investing in exceptional patient care is investing in the long-term success of your practice.
It is.
It's about building a practice that thrives on trust, positive relationships.
Yes.
A genuine commitment to children's well-being.
Absolutely.
So we're not just talking about, you know, fancy marketing tactics here.
Yay.
We're talking about building something real.
Building something special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to last.
Yeah. And it's going to make a difference.
And that's what matters.
It is.
This has been incredibly insightful so far.
It has been fun.
Yeah. And when we come back in part two, we're going to explore some specific strategies for putting all these insights into action.
I can't wait.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Welcome back to The Deep Dive. You know, before we jumped into all the amazing things that technology can do for your practice, we were really emphasizing that importance of good old-fashioned patient care.
Right. It's the foundation for everything else.
The foundation.
But now let's get tactical and translate all these insights into actionable steps.
Love it.
Starting with that Google My Business listing.
Okay.
It's like our digital front door.
Absolutely. And the first step is making sure that all of that basic information is accurate and up to date.
Okay.
Double check your address, phone number, website URL.
Makes sense.
Even a small typo can create a frustrating experience for parents who are trying to find you.
Oh, yeah, totally.
You know?
It seems so simple, but it's true.
It's the little things.
Yeah, accuracy is key.
Accuracy is key.
And then we've got those categories to consider.
Yes.
Google My Business lets you choose specific categories that describe your practice.
This is crucial for helping Google understand what you offer and match you with the right searches.
Okay.
So pediatric dentist or children's dentistry should be at the top of your list.
Okay.
You want to be front and center when parents search for those specific terms.
Makes sense. Now let's talk photos.
Yes.
We've already established that they need to be high quality
and
showcase that kid-friendly atmosphere.
Yes.
But are there any specific types of photos that tend to resonate with parents more than others?
One of the articles actually broke down the types of photos that perform well for pediatric dental practices.
Okay.
Images of smiling kids in the dental chair.
Okay.
Playful murals on the walls. Mm-hmm. A clean and organized waiting area.
Okay.
These visuals tell a story.
It's like giving parents a virtual tour.
Exactly.
And easing their anxieties before they even step foot in the office.
Absolutely.
And you mentioned photos of the team too, right?
Yes. Putting faces to names helps build trust and makes the experience feel more personal.
Right, because then they're not just interacting with like a faceless brand.
Yeah.
They're seeing the actual people
yeah.
who they'll be interacting with.
It's like pre-meeting them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, especially for kids, that can be really helpful.
It can.
To kind of ease their anxiety.
And smiling, approachable staff can go a long way.
For sure. Okay, photos checked.
Check.
But how do we get those coveted patient reviews?
Right.
Because in my mind, I'm picturing myself like awkwardly chasing parents down the street.
Oh, no.
Like, please leave us a review.
Please.
We need it.
No.
But I know that's not the way to go.
It doesn't have to be that way.
Okay, good.
The key is to make it easy and seamless.
Uh-huh.
One article recommended having a tablet readily available in the office.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Loaded with direct links to your preferred review platform.
So easy.
So easy.
Yeah, just hand it over.
Boom.
Do it right now.
Right there.
Yeah.
And a gentle nudge at checkout. Reminding them how much reviews help other parents can also be effective.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Because it's true. I mean, as a parent myself,
right.
I rely on those reviews so much.
Absolutely. It's social proof.
It is.
It's so important.
So it's a good reminder that, hey,
yeah.
your review could actually help someone else.
It could.
Yeah.
And don't forget about those follow-up emails.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that.
You can even use those automated tools. To send personalized review requests, thanking them for choosing your practice, and subtly encouraging them to share their experience.
Yeah, and it's all about making it as easy as possible for them.
Easy peasy.
Right.
Yeah.
But people are busy.
They are.
And if it's too much of a hassle,
right.
they're probably not going to do it.
They're not going to do it.
Okay, so now we got to talk about the not so fun part.
Okay.
Negative reviews.
Yes.
It's easy to get defensive.
It is.
Or want to ignore them.
Yeah.
But I know that's not the right approach.
You're right, it's not.
So how do we handle those gracefully and professionally?
Well, you're right. Negative reviews, while disheartening, can actually be valuable learning opportunities.
Okay.
One of the YouTube videos provided a great framework for responding.
I remember that.
Remember.
Acknowledge, empathize, offer a solution.
Exactly.
So turning a potentially negative situation into a chance to demonstrate your commitment to patient satisfaction.
Absolutely. And even if you can't change the reviewer's mind,
right.
your response will be visible to everyone else who checks your reviews.
That's true.
It's a chance to showcase your professionalism
okay.
and dedication to excellent care.
So it's like damage control in a way.
It is.
Yeah. Okay. So we've tackled Google My Business
yes.
and reviews.
Yes.
Now, let's dive deeper into the social media landscape.
Right, let's go.
It's clear that we need to be present.
We do.
But with so many platforms.
I know.
It can feel overwhelming.
It can.
So how do we even choose the right platforms for our practice?
Well, one source suggested choosing one or two platforms where your target audience is most active.
Okay.
And focusing your efforts there.
Okay. So don't try to do everything.
Don't spread yourself too thin.
Yeah. Focus your energy.
Yeah. Facebook's broad reach makes it a solid choice.
Mm-hmm.
And Instagram's visual nature is perfect for pediatric dentistry.
Yeah, because we talked about those visuals being so important.
So important.
So that makes sense.
And for those who are feeling a bit more adventurous,
okay.
TikTok could be a fun way to reach a younger audience and experiment with different content styles.
Interesting.
But regardless of the platform,
yes.
the content itself is what will capture attention.
Okay, so what kind of content are we talking about?
What resonated with you from the examples we saw?
The before and after photos were really impactful.
Yes.
Showcasing those amazing transformations and giving parents a sense of what's possible.
Right.
And I loved the heartwarming patient testimonials.
Me too.
Those real stories have so much power.
So much power.
Because they connect with people on an emotional level.
Absolutely.
Right.
It's showing them that you understand their concerns
mm-hmm.
and that you genuinely care about their children's well-being.
And that's what it's all about at the end of the day.
It is.
One thing that stood out to me was the emphasis on humanizing the practice
yes.
through social media.
Humanizing.
It's not just about showcasing perfect smiles.
Right.
It's about showing the people behind the practice.
Exactly.
So sharing behind the scenes glimpses of your team, your office culture, it makes the experience feel more personal and approachable.
Absolutely. And don't forget about engaging with your followers.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
Responding to comments, answering questions.
Mm-hmm.
Those interactions build trust and show that you're listening.
It's that two-way communication.
It is.
That's so important.
It is.
Now, moving beyond the digital realm.
Okay.
let's revisit those local partnerships.
Yes.
We touched on the potential of collaborating with pediatricians and daycares. But how do we actually make those partnerships happen?
Well, one source recommended simply reaching out.
Okay.
Introduce yourself. Mm-hmm. Explain your shared target audience.
Okay.
And brainstorm potential collaboration ideas.
So it could be as simple as just like, hey, let's work together.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think? It could be as simple as cross-promoting each other's services or hosting a joint event.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be anything super complicated or expensive.
Well, keep it simple.
Yeah, just a way to kind of connect and support each other.
Exactly. And don't forget about schools and community centers.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Offering engaging presentations
mm-hmm.
or workshops on children's dental health.
Yeah, meeting parents where they already are.
Absolutely. You're positioning yourself as an expert and you're building goodwill within the community.
And it's a way to give back.
It is.
You know, which I think important for any business.
That's so important.
But especially for healthcare providers.
Absolutely.
To really be seen as part of the community.
Part of the community.
And then, of course, we can't forget about the power of word of mouth marketing.
Word of mouth.
It's a classic for a reason.
It is.
Those referral programs.
Referral programs.
Incentivizing existing patients to spread the word.
Yes.
Can be incredibly effective.
It's so powerful.
It is. And in today's digital age, we can take those referrals to the next level.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Integrating social sharing buttons, creating unique referral links.
So making it super easy.
So super easy.
For happy parents to share their positive experiences.
Exactly. It's about removing any barriers.
Yeah, just make it simple.
Make it simple.
All right, now let's dive deeper into the world of technology.
Let's do it.
And explore some of the innovative tools that pediatric dentists are using to enhance communication and engagement.
Okay.
We talked about the potential of WhatsApp business.
Uh-huh.
But how does it actually work in practice?
Well, one dentist shared their experience using WhatsApp to send appointment reminders, share post-treatment instructions, mm-hmm. and even answer quick questions from parents in real time.
Wow. So it's like instant communication.
It is.
Almost like texting.
It is like texting.
But in a more professional setting.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's about being accessible and responsive,
mm-hmm.
meeting parents where they are.
Okay.
And making communication as convenient as possible.
I like it. And then there's email marketing.
Yes.
Which often gets a bad rap for being too promotional.
Yeah, it does.
But as we discussed earlier,
yeah.
email can be so much more than just sales blasts.
It can be.
It's a powerful tool for delivering valuable content, nurturing relationships, and staying top of mind.
Absolutely.
So think personalized newsletters with tips on oral hygiene for different age groups.
Yes.
Birthday greetings to young patients.
Uh-huh.
Even exclusive offers for loyal families.
It's about building community.
Yeah.
And fostering those lasting relationships.
I like that.
With a little creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Email marketing can become a really powerful tool.
This has been such a valuable exploration of practical strategies.
It has been fun.
It has. But before we move on to real-world success stories in part three.
Okay.
I think it's important to emphasize that technology is only as good as the people using it.
You are absolutely right.
All the fancy tools and strategies in the world won't matter.
Right.
If you don't have a team.
Yeah.
That's passionate about providing exceptional care.
Absolutely. Investing in training.
Mm-hmm.
Fostering a positive work environment.
Yeah.
And empowering your team to go the extra mile. That's what truly makes a difference.
I love that because it really brings it back to that human element.
It does.
Right. The heart of it all.
Yeah. We can have all the technology in the world.
Right.
But at the end of the day,
yeah,
it's the people.
It's the people.
Who make the difference.
They do.
So it's about creating a culture where everyone from the front desk staff to the hygienists, to the dentists,
mm-hmm.
is committed to providing an exceptional patient experience.
It's teamwork.
It is.
It's a shared vision. Because when patients feel valued and cared for,
yes,
they become your biggest advocates.
Absolutely.
Spreading the word
yes.
and building your reputation organically.
That's the perfect segue into part three,
where
we'll delve into inspiring success stories
Ooh.
From pediatric dental practices that have implemented these strategies effectively.
I can't wait.
Stay tuned.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We've been unpacking a treasure chest of strategies for pediatric dentists to attract more patients.
From mastering local search and patient reviews to navigating the world of social media and community partnerships, we've covered a lot of ground.
Do you know what really solidifies these concepts? Seeing how they translate into real-world success stories? Let's dive into some inspiring examples from pediatric dental practices that have put these strategies into action.
One source highlighted a dentist who took their Google My Business listing from drab to fab. They started by making sure all the basic information was accurate and up to date. No small feat for a busy practice.
Right, because even a tiny error can deter potential patients. But they didn't stop there. They went all in on high-quality photos, showcasing their colorful waiting area, whimsical murals, and even a dedicated play zone talk about creating a welcoming vibe.
And they didn't just sit back and wait for reviews to trickle in. They proactively encouraged happy parents to share their experiences, even providing step-by-step instructions on how to leave a review on Google.
Smart move, and the results speak for themselves. Their online visibility skyrocketed. They started ranking higher in local search results, and their appointment book was overflowing.
It's a testament to the fact that you don't need a massive marketing budget to make a big impact. Sometimes it's about focusing on the fundamentals and doing them exceptionally well.
Another story that resonated with me involved a pediatric dentist who embraced social media to forge genuine connections with parents. They created a Facebook page that went beyond generic dental advice.
Instead, they tailored their content to address the specific needs and concerns of parents with young children. Think short videos demonstrating brushing techniques for toddlers, tips for handling dental anxiety, even healthy snack ideas, all presented in an engaging and informative way.
It's like they created a virtual community where parents could connect, learn, and feel supported.
And as their online community grew, so did their patient base. It's amazing how authentic content and genuine engagement can translate into tangible results.
Now let's shift gears to the power of local partnerships. One source shared the story of a pediatric dentist who teamed up with a local pediatrician to offer a workshop for new parents.
They covered everything from infant oral care to introducing solid foods, positioning themselves as trusted resources for families in the community.
It's a brilliant strategy. Not only did they reach a wider audience, but they also built a strong referral network, with both the pediatrician and dentist benefiting from the collaboration.
It's a win-win situation that showcases the power of community building and strategic alliances.
These success stories are incredibly inspiring, and they prove that any pediatric dental practice can achieve similar results.
It's not about luck or magic. It's about taking action, implementing the strategies we've discussed, and staying committed to providing exceptional patient care.
So for our listener, the takeaway is clear. Don't be afraid to experiment. Try out these strategies. Adapt them to your unique practice and see what works best for you.
The most important thing is to be authentic, engage with your community, and always prioritize the well-being of your patients.
Because at the end of the day, that's what truly matters, and that's what will ultimately lead to a thriving, successful practice filled with happy, healthy smiles.
That's a perfect note to wrap up on. We hope this deep dive has equipped you with valuable insights and practical strategies to attract more patients to your pediatric dental practice.
Remember, the journey starts with a single step. Choose one strategy that resonates with you and commit to implementing it this week.
And don't forget to share your experiences with us. We'd love to hear about your successes, your challenges, and any creative ideas you come up with.
You can connect with us on social media or email us. Let's keep the conversation going.
Thank you for joining us on The Deep Dive. We'll see you next time for another fascinating exploration of the topics that matter most to you.